둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahan, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by SoundMind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance in the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown in the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offering, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back in unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead. Download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
I'm Leor Phillips, host of This Must Be The Gig. We're a weekly podcast that documents everything about the world of live music. Speaking with choreographers, costume and set designers, the people who run beloved venues and festivals, and, of course, speaking with musicians about that one gig that changed their lives. Get your peek behind the curtain at consequenceofsound.net, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with an interview series presented by WFPK Independent Louisville at WFPK.org. Consequence of Sounds and the Consequence Podcast Network. And take a second before we start to hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening from today. You can get us on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Podchaser. You can listen on Spotify, or maybe you're on YouTube. You can subscribe there as well. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest is Caroline Rose. She's got a new record called Loner. She recently stopped into the WFPK studio when we recorded this little session right here. Talked about how movies have really influenced her songwriting, especially bring up David Lynch and Wes Anderson, and how maybe even the show Jeopardy might influence her songwriting in the future. She'll also tell us about her latest music video, Jeannie Becomes a Mom, how the songs progress live, the themes of loneliness, how many cigarettes can one person fit in their mouth, and she'll even give us a little tease into the next record. It's Kyle Meredith with Caroline Rose.
Hi, thanks for having us.
I'm playing behind this brand new record called Loner, the second one. Congratulations on this. I know it's getting a lot of great reviews and everything.
Thanks, yeah.
One of the things I found interesting lately that you were talking about on this record was how you've been influenced by movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you even name-checked David Lynch. Who else we got here? Wes Anderson, which I think I see a bit in the videos. Like, how does that work for you? How would you say that the movies find their way into your songs, or at least the way you write?
Well, I guess the aesthetic of Pedro Almodovar is my favorite filmmaker, and I like his use of it's like bizarre storytelling, but blended with this like kind of whimsy. And I really gravitate towards that because when I was making this album, I was trying to make something that kind of showcased multiple sides of my personality. And I think in film, you can kind of get a lot of the like different emotions that somebody's trying to evoke because you have the visuals and the story and the humor and the drama kind of all blended into one. So, and when I write songs, they tend to be very visual. So I kind of want them to be like little movies about myself. So I use different techniques that a lot of like screenwriters use. And I think I just am influenced a lot by film, and you can see it. Yeah. You can hear it in the music just by the lyrics. And I tend to write very narratively, but you can also see it in the stage design and the way that I dress and the music videos and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, I think of myself as like from the soundtrack generation. Like I make my strongest musical memories to the scenes that they put the music to. So
mm-hmm. I love soundtracks. So
yeah. The great thing about CDs these days is they're so cheap now because no one wants CDs and all the soundtracks are like a penny out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can live through them. Do you guys get to watch a lot on the road? Do you hit the theater a lot?
We don't get to go to the movies that much because we don't have that much free time, but we did get this loaner van from Ram that comes with a TV in it. So we've been watching movies in the van, which is truly a new pleasure for us.
what's spinning right now? This is usually where someone says, what are you listening to? Like, what are you watching right now?
We watched Jeopardy on the way here.
Wait, because it's on Netflix now? Is that it?
Yeah. And yesterday while I was driving, everyone watched the movie Annihilation.
I don't know that one.
It's with Natalie Portman. And we also watched, what am I talking about? We don't watch a lot of movies. We have watched a lot of movies. Just the other night we watched this movie Love, Simon. And then we watched just like 6 hours of straight
of course
just TV. But then we watched this award movie called The Thin Red Line, a Terrence Malick film. And then we watched The Silence of the Lambs before bed.
See, now I can't wait to hear what your next record sounds like with all of this in mind. Bring it up, though, real quick. Speaking of mini movies, you do have a brand new music video, too, with Jeannie Becomes a Mom.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in this one? Because as it looks like you're sort of a piece of furniture or, I don't know, something that goes along with these folks' lives.
Yeah, well, this was one that I didn't direct this one. I kind of like handed over the reins to this really amazing director named Amanda Spiva. And I really liked her take on the song. And I like hearing what other people interpret, my songs. And she kind of nailed this aspect of it that I'm really just playing a narrative role in it. But I also, I liked that I was sort of like a voyeur in the music video. Because that's kind of how I feel oftentimes in my own life. And I pull a lot of influence from like people around me and inject my own life into it. So it is kind of, and I think a lot of like screenwriters do the same thing of taking your own experiences, but you create a narrative using your personification or other people's lives and you blend things together. Like I don't really know many writers who are strictly autobiographical in their music. And I don't know. I liked that I kind of played this like side, almost invisible person, just like watching this unfold.
No, it's a really cool video, and also compliments on the dancing you do on the clothesline, because
yeah,
it looked like a lot of fun to shoot.
It was, yeah.
I know you're in a, you know, maybe a truncated version of what we're going to hear tonight, but is it safe to say that the live version sounds different than the album version?
The live version definitely sounds different than this. but yeah, I think it does sound, yeah, pretty different. And there's some songs that we really change up for the live show just to kind of give people a different emotion and feeling and something to take away that is different from just listening to the album.
I mean, some artists really strive to do the album live. Some artists are, you know, the total opposite way. I was thinking, though, you know, it's interesting, you know, some of your songs, you talk about, you know, the loneliness, you know, the emotion of loneliness within the songs. And I thought, it can't be lost on you to have a whole room of people feeling lonely together, you know, singing the songs. I mean, I don't know. Does that connect with you in that way?
Yeah, I guess so. But the whole set isn't lonely. You know, like I wouldn't just want people to feel lonely. But I think the most successful thing is for people to feel a lot of things in the show, and loneliness being one of them. And I don't know. I think that is like a beautiful thing. And music is an art, and it's like you can feel sad and other people, you know, feel sad with you. So it's I don't know, it's people expressing themselves, I guess.
I gotta ask you a question. I can't be the first one to ask this, and I do apologize if you've been asked a lot, but how many cigarettes? And I should preface that there's the album cover Loner, and it's a picture of you, and you just got like a wad of cigarettes in your mouth.
Yeah, I didn't really know that so many people were going to ask me this. I would have like maybe paid more attention to how many I had in my mouth, but someone counted and they counted 29. So it's like a pack and a half, I guess.
Congratulations.
Thanks. That's the first time I've ever gotten a congratulations for that.
But I don't really know what to follow up with that. I mean, you gave me the answer, but it's pretty impressive either way. You know, it's,
yeah. A lot of people think I smoke. I don't even smoke. So
that's good too.
It is good.
I don't know if you're exactly promoting it with that either. So I don't think there's a lot of worry with that.
It's just art, man. It's just art.
I know some of these songs have been around for a while because there is the backstory of how the record kind of got, you know, put on hold for a little bit. Mm-hmm. So you're already thinking about that next record though, right?
Yeah, actually we have 4 more shows and then I'm going to start it. So yeah, I'm really excited to start the next one. And
yeah,
I have like a fully formed idea. I just need to be in one place and get back to my gear and just work on it. So
are we allowed to hear what the idea is yet? Or is that a wait and see?
Well, you have to wait and see, but I can say that, it's definitely going to be more of like a follow-up to this one. And I want to kind of pick up where this one left off, and I want it to be a bit, I guess like even more movie-like, but I want it to be a bigger sounding, and I want to be more experimental. So I'm just kind of trying to push my own boundaries and kind of create more of my own world. Cause I think in a lot of ways, this was really an introduction to a lot of people of what I'm trying to do. And the first time I've really tried to do this exact thing. So I just want to kind of get the point across even more. Yeah. So it's just the beginning for me. I'm excited about building.
I can't wait. Thanks. I love your mini movies. All of them. I really do. Thank you all so much for dropping in here today.
Thank you.
My thanks to Carolyn Rose. Again, the new record is called Loner. It's available now. If you haven't already, please do hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening from right now, whether you're checking us out on YouTube, Spotify, wherever you get your favorite podcasts from. That might mean Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, Acast, or anywhere fine podcasts can be procured. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show every Monday through Thursday from noon to 3 Eastern. Lots of music, lots more interviews. You can also find some bonus episodes of the series over there. You can find me at Twitter at Kyle Meredith, Facebook/Kyle Meredith. Does it for me this time around. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.